New air regulations announced. From the editor, we recently received this announcement from the United States Department of Transportation. As you would expect, the times outlined here demonstrate significant inattention to the immediate needs of the blind, and President Maurer makes this clear in the article following this one. Here's what the Department of Transportation says. Disabled travelers should find it easier to access airline websites under a new set of rules the government issued on Monday. Airline website pages that have core travel information and services must be accessible to the disabled within 2 years, the Department of Transportation said, and all pages on airline websites must within 3 years be readily available to people with disabilities. The new regulations also require airline ticket agents to disclose and offer web-based discount fares to customers unable to use their sites due to a disability. Airlines are already required to provide equivalent service for consumers who are unable to use inaccessible websites. Airlines and airports will also have to make accessible to the disabled automated kiosks providing boarding passes and baggage tags as they purchase new equipment. If no kiosks are installed, 25% of the kiosks currently at each airport location must be accessible within 10 years. Another new rule gives airlines more flexibility in how they transport manual, folding wheelchairs on board, making it possible for them to carry up to 2 wheelchairs in the cabin, the department said. In addition to being able to stow a wheelchair in a closet, airlines will also be allowed to strap a second chair across a row of seats. Closets must also have signs saying wheelchairs have priority over other baggage. At the same time, the department announced that it has fined U.S. Airways $1.2 million for failing to provide adequate wheelchair access to passengers in Philadelphia and Charlotte, North Carolina. It's one of the largest penalties of its kind ever assessed by the agency in a disability case. Under the department's rules, airlines are required to provide free, prompt wheelchair assistance, upon request, to passengers with disabilities. The department said this includes helping passengers to move between gates and make connections to other flights. The department said that U.S. Airways' use of a combination of electric carts and wheelchairs to transport passengers between gates required frequent transfers and led to long delays. It said that some passengers missed connections because of the delays or were left unattended for long periods of time. The department examined some 300 complaints that passengers filed with U.S. Airways and the government relating to alleged hardship incidents in 2011 and 2012 at Philadelphia International Airport and at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. That was only a sample of the total number of complaints. The department said U.S. Airways may allocate up to $500,000 of the fine for improvements that go beyond the DOT's requirements.